New Delhi back for a couple till March.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Wow, it's cold outside. Ilona Europa, every Monday from 6 till 7 Pacific time, we are here at LA Talk Radio Studios, and we are loving it. We love so much, especially when I have an unusual guest. I say this almost every week because every Monday I have beautiful, amazing, unusual guests, and most of them have great accents. I got my own. Like everybody knows, I'm from Poland, hopefully. Then I just cannot get rid of my accent. I'm keeping forever. And looks like that's what really made my show very unusual, because whatever we say, accents start being very vogue in America. I like that. Then today, I decided, why not expand Accent On and bring some beautiful, beautiful singer from India, who is really living in America and in Delhi. And her name is, I don't want to first make mistake, but I will say it. And then she will laugh and say, no, Ilona, you said wrong. Bhavana. Ouch, did I do right?
It was close.
Okay, now you tell us your name.
My name is Bhavana Reddy.
Bhavana. Everybody repeats. Bhavana. Yes?
Bhavana.
Beautiful name, beautiful girl. Everybody, open your computer and check her gorgeous face. And music will be listening, then people trust me, she's a really good singer and songwriter. But she's a beautiful girl, you know. I don't know, you know, when we have this perception, when we see somebody's picture, say, oh, she's a tall, oh, she's this. I thought she would be like tall, and she's just beautiful, beautiful, tiny little girl. Beautiful girl. And dancer. Obviously, she cannot be big and tall and, you know, and be a gorgeous dancer. Oh, she can. You are a dancer.
Yeah.
You are a singer.
Uh-huh.
You are a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
You are playing instruments good enough to write great songs.
That's true.
But good. We need to be a little bit arrogant, because nothing wrong with that. I always say nothing wrong with that. If you have something to offer that you are proud of, you just describe how you are doing. And we know it's not easy. This business is a crazy business. Yes, music business is not something that is easy.
Indeed, it's not easy at all. I mean, I think the most important thing is to keep concentrating on what you really love about it, the music, you know?
That's what you want to do.
And shut everything else out.
Forever. Yeah. I know. Again, I have two beautiful also guests with me. I'm calling them beautiful because they are really beautiful. When you see these three faces here, they're just gorgeous faces. Bhavana. Fire me. Bhavana. She's gorgeous. She's a lady. She's a young, beautiful lady. And next to her, we have 12 years old. Gorgeousness also. Her name is so special. Shitanya. And I think I know this name very well, because I'm working with Shitanya Ivaturi for almost 14 months. Sounds so like yesterday, but this is a long time to working with, you know, to put so much time and effort into whole album that we are creating for this beautiful girl, a very talented girl, also singer, songwriter, and great singer. Hi, Shitanya.
Hello.
How are you? You were here like two times already, I think, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I know you can talk. I know you can write. I know you are a very, very smart girl. But in a way, today we'll be playing your second, I think, single from your album, because first we played Sorry, I think, last time. And then you sang Little Life a little bit, one of the
Katy Perry song.
And I'm like, hey, sing girl. And you are like, okay. Amazing. But that's my Shitanya. She really has courage and she loves to perform. Aww. But we have another gentleman with us, and his name is Raju. Hi, Raju Ivaturi.
Hi.
Listen, people, to this raspy voice. Again, hi, Raju.
Hello.
Look at him. He is a singer, also songwriter, and he's a brother of Shitanya. Today, I have him for a very special reason. Raju, next year, will be applying for many very smart colleges all around America. But one of his dreams is to also maybe one day work at radio. And I said to Raju, I think you'll be very good from time to time coming to Accent On, learn a little bit what is the live radio about. And you are smart gentleman. I know the culture is so important for you because your roots are so important for you. We'll describe why in a moment. Then I think the little internship at Accent On is something that I will appreciate, and I think you will enjoy it. Is this true?
Most definitely, very true.
Okay, then one question for you, because I know we talked about this before, and I know you very, very well, and you are also singer-songwriter. You rap a little bit, but you are very smart students. I know that all of us, we are smart people. But Raju has a very important next year in front of him. He needs to get to the best universities, wherever he wants to go, or colleges, wherever he wants to go. What do you want to do when you were grown up? And why do you think that culture, your parents' culture, your Indian roots are so important? And what do you do about that to keep all of this alive, fresh, and being the bridge between all of these continents, okay?
Yeah, the main thing for me is, like, I have all this American stuff going on, whether it be, like, college, school, preparing for the future, my hobbies like playing sports and whatnot. But like in the midst of all of that, I want to keep the culture alive because I feel that it's really important to do something I love that also can be something unique that can help myself and help people around me appreciate like different sounds and different, you know, bring a new type of music to the situation. And not just music, like just the culture itself. I want people to know that India is a great country and stuff. And like, you see that, like, some people may have the wrong perception that, like, oh, India is this and India is that. I just want them to know that, like, this is what I think. This is my interpretation of India, and this is how I feel, and this is my culture, and I want to show it to you along with everything else I can bring. And that's why I want to fuse it together and, you know, bridge the gap between, you know, America and India.
I cannot say it better. And I know you for more than a year. I know everything what you're saying is just the truth. I was your guest when you were singing almost 2 hour show. You were carrying you, and you were a little bit under weather, you know, and you still were sitting on the because you were sitting most of the time when you were performing with two instrumentalists next to you, and you were carrying perfect show for 2 hours. You entertained almost 200 people, and you had with you your master. Could you give us a little bit explanation why this way of singing, classical way of singing, is so mystical for my ears, people ears? We know we love it. We know everybody loves the sound, but it's so hard to learn it and sing this way.
Well, the importance of it is, like, basically it needs to show that you've put in the time and, like, basically taken that classical Indian, you know, learning just like you would with school. Like, you go home, you study it, you sing, you practice, you do all this stuff, right? But then when you reach a certain stage, well, the performance I gave was called an Arangetram, and when you reach that certain stage where you're ready to move from not just like a student but to a master, like not a master, like a professional artist, basically, you want to be able to give like that long performance that shows that you have a true knowledge of like the subject, you know. It's like giving an exam, but like that's why it's so long, and you have to have like your ensemble, your percussion and your violin next to you, because it needs to show that like you have that like cultural knowledge and musical knowledge, and you put them all together and you give that performance, and you just show that you've reached that level of like study, that like it's going like from college to the professional world, basically.
Amazing.
In the world of music.
It takes so much time and effort, I know, and precision with your voice to really sing this way. And now, because all of what you already learned, we are trying also accommodate in pop music, the genre also that is close to your heart. And I know we are working on your first full album also, which your sister will be having pleasure to have duo and sing duo with you, because that's your album, but we'll let her to sing maybe one or two songs on your album. Okay, Shitanya, I'll come back to you and we'll be playing your single Living in Memories or Memory Line. We cannot decide what title is best, but it's a pretty serious song for 11 years old girl, because mostly you write the lyrics and I just love them. Then I think before we'll continue the life story of our main guest, Bhavana, don't kill me if I say wrongly, and I will love to play music, because music speaks thousand words, yes.
That's very true.
And the title of the song is She.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the she?
She is, she's actually a little girl who is trapped in her own ways, like the way she's been brought up, and
a little bit closer to microphone.
The way she's been brought up, and the environment that she was around, was not really conducive to what she wanted to achieve from life, or what her definition of life was, or what her ambition in life was. So she is about this girl who's actually escaping from her surroundings to achieve that dream.
Do you think we can apply this to every girl who has a dreams and feels a little trapped in her mind and body? Or this is something that you think is closer to your heart from culture perspective?
I think it could be any girl or boy, actually, if they don't mind just listening to she.
Yes, of course.
Just, you know, who's trapped and wants to achieve, like they know what they want to achieve and they just go after it.
Love it. Okay, let's listen.
Into the world, right into
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
beautiful
you so much.
Voice. Free spirit.
Thank you.
That's for sure. Beautiful song. Very well sung. Great arrangements. Mm-hmm. Great instrumentalist.
Thank you.
Unusual style. Now, it's your job to describe us how you will call your style of music.
Oh my gosh, that's like the toughest question.
I know everybody has a problem with this one.
Yeah, that's like, huh?
That's the coolest thing about it when you can't even explain the genres.
I've had so much, like, people have been asking me this for the last 2 years, and I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, but I
nothing
try to.
Wrong with that. That's a very honest answer. Let people decide what they think. If this is jazzy, if this is, you know, a crossover, if this is more towards India,
fusion
more towards
jazz,
pop,
maybe?
Is this fusion? Is this underground music? Is this singer-songwriter with... You're right. We don't need to put simp on anybody, on anything.
Yeah.
Until you have an answer for that. If you would like to tell us, what do you think? The closest description of what would you like to go with your music? Or where are you going? Or you just don't care? Or you are just free spirit and every song is like open book for you?
For me, like even with the new songs that I'm writing, I feel like rhythm is a really, really important element for me, and at the same time, emotion. So what I like, I don't think about anything. I just write my lyrics, and lyrics, like usually I write it like a poem, and then I just try to sing it, and it's just emotion and rhythm driven. I like it if somebody can actually groove to it, you know, like especially with my newer songs. I'm working on stuff that I can actually have my dance and music on stage at the same time, like Kuchipudi, like Indian classical dance.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I did a show like that in India just recently, and it was very well received. And my dad was like, come on, you need to have some more rhythms. Like, because, you know, in Indian dance, it's like you don't have the same thing going on, you know. You have, like, a bunch of, like, patterns that go on.
Very
so that you
edge, yeah.
Yeah, like in one of my songs, Ace of Hearts, I have a tihai or a tirmanam, you know, like at the end, which goes like... So in that, you
we
can
call
do,
this good hook.
Yeah. Yeah, but like in that, like it's you can do so many steps, you know. You can do takita 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 takademi, or takita 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 takademi, you know. There's so many things that you can do with that. So I'm trying to bring that kind of stuff more into my music so that I can actually dance to it. Like, a lot of...
What I told you.
Yeah.
We were talking a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, as I listen to your music, and you can go crazy with your music with dance radio in America.
Yeah.
And I promise you that I will call a few people that I know because I know how much DJs all around the world appreciate what they appreciate,
mm-hmm.
not what somebody tells them to appreciate. And I think on in a cute way, only dance radio in America is the most honest radio, because DJs rule the world. They will never play on a dance floor something that people don't want to dance to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, if you can bring... That's what you talk about, the rhythm and dance of it, which is funny that we say, because Shitanya and Raju will be just recording on Wednesday a song that in a way doesn't belong to the albums, because we thought, like I think Shitanya said, I'm singer-songwriter and this will be unusual. What idea? I promise you people, it will be amazing song, and is already, because, you know, fact is that the rhythm, the dance, the mood of the songs, and the beautiful voice of yours, people need to be introduced like that. We are not saying every song, but do something that everybody can enjoy and they can dance to it. Not only you.
I think people
everybody
need for her.
Yeah. Then, yeah, well, you know, whatever, because you are an artist. You need to decide what to do with your music, but you cannot exclude a group of people that you're really asking for the most, the rhythm, the dance.
For me, I think as like if they can connect with my music, not just like from their heart, but also with their body.
Absolutely.
That's
and
like,
your music is that. You know, even in this very, in a way, lyrical song, but it's so much energy, and in a moment, and you had the instrumentals are just going crazy. It's just, different type of movement. It's more dramatic, but boy, is there Are you beating like drummer? Say, wrong, I want this way, that way. Are you? Or you just let them do what they want to do?
Actually, I sit down with the drummer and, you know, it's funny because my language is completely different when I come to, when I say like rhythm stuff. So he needs to really understand because he's Swedish and I'm Indian. So I'm like, I want... what is it? In this song, actually. But that's a dholak part. But I told the dholak player, like Salar, actually. He's a great player. He's a student of Pandit, of Ustad Zakir Hussain. And that's a, you know, great tabla player in India. But
come on, people. We think little excluded because there's three people talk like they know what they're talking about. And I, even when I think I know something, I pretend that I know. All these few names and few things that you said to me, my mom's like, huh? You just slowly explain us what you... There are beautiful names for instruments, beautiful things. We want to learn. Give us, again, little tiny things. You just mentioned to Raju and Shitanya something that I have no idea what you said.
Dholak.
Okay,
so the song
of course,
that we just heard, it has a dholak on it. And
what
dholak
is dholak?
It's like a North Indian instrument, you know. And
percussion. Percussion.
It's a percussion instrument. Yeah. And actually, the line that I told him to play is not a dholak line. So he was a little confused, but he was like, I told him to play dhinta, tatta ki tatta, tatta ki ta dhinta. On a normal waltz that a drummer that the drummer is playing. So for him it was like, wait, first of all, that's not something that you play on this percussion instrument, and secondly, it's like probably gonna be too much. But then I was just like, that's what I hear right there. So
hear in your heart and your soul. That's what you want.
That's what I hear over there, and
intuition,
that's what I feel like I need to bring to the people who I am.
Yes,
you
that's
know,
important.
I need to stay pure to who I am and not get tainted by anything or anything, any trend. I just, you know, I feel like I need to stick to who I am.
No, we call this truthfulness. You know, everybody says that you are true to yourself. Eventually, people will join you, and I say that's who she is, and or we love or we don't, but better they will like. We hope everybody loves your music. And if you can give us a few links, a few places that we can find your music, and just slowly give us your name again, because this will stay on LA Talk Radio, iTunes Podcast. Stitchers will have this show ready for downloads tonight forever and ever and ever, that people can learn more about you, your music, and my beautiful guests, Shitanya and Raju. Again, just give us slowly information about you.
So you can find me on soundcloud.com/my last name, which is Reddy, R-E-D-D-Y, and my first name, B-H-A-V-A-N-A. Don't get confused by how you pronounce it.
I think because you pronounce this cool way, people will remember, and it's good. This radio is really... cool radio, and I think nothing wrong with your pronunciation. It's just perfect. But you said B-H-A-V-A-N-A.
That's right.
Not that I have better accent, but you know, I didn't do what you did. And you did cuter, and good for you. Anyway, that's a beautiful description of who you are. I still would like to rewind a little bit your life, because I have the 20-year-old girl or whatever. You are so young and so gorgeous in front of me. But when I read your bio and achievements, I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe she's like 40 or something. You accomplished too much in so tiny, short time that you have, you know, already. And I cannot even imagine what will be in front of you. Just give us a little bit story about you, okay? When you were 7, that's what's happened.
Actually, my parents are dancers, my entire family, like my dad, my mom. I have 2 moms, so both my moms and my sister and me. So I started dancing when I started walking. But the formal training started when I was 4, and I started performing when I was 5. And I think my first tour was when I was 7 or 8, when we went to the U.S. And I was performing Kuchipudi dance. So we went to the U.S., we've been to Europe, and Southeast Asia, we've been to Middle East, you know. And it's been a pretty long journey, and I've had a lot of fun on the way. But in the process, I have not learned how to swim.
I don't swim either. Shitanya, if you need to cough, you can always leave the studio and cough. This is the funky weather. A week ago, I barely could breathe, and I couldn't believe I still... you can go, sweetie, and come back. You know, cough yourself. No, we feel sorry for you, but I'm so happy I can talk today. Like I said, a week ago was much, much worse. And we are singers. It's really tough when the weather strikes are like that. Yeah, no, 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old girl touring with parents and just seeing the world, coming to America, becoming first time. When did you decide that this is the place that you think you would like to like join halfway between both countries?
I must have been in fifth grade, but I had no idea why I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. So I guess I decided in second year of college. That I wanted to do music. So I was doing a bachelor's
college,
in commerce.
College where?
In New Delhi.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was actually
What
doing,
did you study?
Business.
I love it. Smart, gorgeous, talented, young, and a future in front of her. And she knows what she's talking about because she will know her money. And hopefully you will never make mistakes. Where to put them and how to use them and save and all of these things, will you?
Well, that's still a learning process for an artist.
You are right. You are a woman. I forgot. We are women. Oh, the shoes, the Coco Chanel. I buy it. I'm not saving for today. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, then you finished your college?
Yeah. I finished in 2010, and I left for school in 2011. So it was sometime in college that I was, like, you know, doing all these college competitions, music. And I just, you know, realized that I was really enjoying it and I was able to do dance and study at the same time. So for me, that was the most important thing because right now, even now, I don't want to stop dancing. So for me, I'm trying to do both the things.
Absolutely.
And it was important for me to be like, can I do both the things and can I juggle it, you know? So once I found out that I could, I was like, oh, I'm leaving.
I love that.
That's a great
story.
That
was the decision. And you were how old? 19?
When I left.
20?
I was 20.
Yeah, what a decision. Yeah. And you are alone here in a way because your parents are there.
Mm-hmm.
Out there.
My
parents were there. It's tough. I don't know. Accent on. I am again repeating the motto of this this 1 hour. I really would like to bring closer to everybody who is real American and they maybe know people there. Coming from another country here is not easy to make this decision. Or maybe you say decision is easy, but really live your dream. Try find a way how to just become one of us, or you know, and just dream your dream and miss your country, miss your family, relying mostly on your friends, and you need to make them. And sometimes it's not easy to make a friends. Everybody knows that. And but again, you whatever you say, you are becoming somebody new because you are in another country. Mm-hmm. And you need to create you in this country. And probably when you go back to your country, you become a little bit somebody else too, yes? It's like double personalities. I know when I go to Europe, I like, when I'm missing America. When I'm in Europe, in Poland, I'm missing my America. When I'm in America, I miss my
That's
country.
True.
It's like, and I have these moments where I don't miss anything and I feel like, okay, for 2-3 months, I really don't miss it. Fine, it's fine. But then I become Polish person in Poland so fast. I'm like, where this came from? Language comes, peoples comes, I eat all potatoes, everything what you know I don't do here. And then, you know, it's like two people in us.
That's true. And when I go back home, I just plunge onto the bed and I'm like, oh, you fold my clothes.
oh,
I'm not doing it.
I want to be there. I like that. You fold my clothes. I like this line. Time for another song, which is very appropriate. Stuck in a valley. That's like perfect. We are talking. Are you stuck in a valley? Our valley? Where?
Not this valley.
Not this valley. God, thank you. Okay. Tell us a little bit about this song.
Actually, this song is about, like, you know, you're faced with two big decisions in life. And you compare them to two different mountains, you know, like, and you're in the valley and you know that if you cross one mountain, it's going to take you a lifetime.
Yeah.
And you could have made the wrong decision or you could have made the right. You'll only find out after you cross it.
Oh, gosh.
Wow,
you know,
that's so
the relatable. Yes. But I always, you know, older I'm getting more and more, I think any decision that you do, make is the right one, because you never find out if you will do something else.
Exactly.
Everybody learn. If you make a decision, you better believe that it's the right one and don't look back. Mm. There's no way back.
Mm-hmm.
It's only what is in front of us. Okay, I cannot wait to share this song with our listeners.
Stuck in a valley below, amongst the sheep in a row.
Vocals, great harmonizing bass out of this world.
Yeah,
great.
He's
lyrics,
really
great
good.
Lyrics.
Who was the guy who played the bass?
Actually, I have to mention all of them. They're just amazing musicians. But the bass player is Kevin Lambertucci on this EP. He's from Venezuela, so he just has rhythm engraved in him, you know.
Yep.
And then there's Dennis Nilsson on drums, and on this EP actually I have Sydney Everett on guitars, and Salar again, you know, Salar not there. He's playing Dholak on the other song, and on this one, he's playing the ghatam.
You let him.
Swedish?
The Swedish.
He's Swedish?
No. This guy is, he's not Swedish. Oh. He's I think he's from Afghanistan.
Oh. Okay, we'll let him play on this one. He does a good job, we agree. Very good job.
Yeah. And then on this one, actually, I have Dewey Tran. He's from Vietnam. And he's playing the keys.
Cannot be more accented music.
Everybody's
from everywhere.
They just seem to get it, you know.
Of course.
So what do you do?
And again, the rhythm is in us, obviously. You are bringing beautiful cultural roots to everything what you do. But seems like it's working beautifully for every culture. Okay, I love that. I would like little move to Zhitanya because she's so quiet today and is not what I know her for. She really talks beautifully and writes also. I know you are looking at your beautiful friend right now with these big open eyes and saying, oh, I want to be her.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She's amazing. And I know you wish always everybody the best. And
that's good to hear you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then we are working with Zhitanya on her first album and Living in Memories was one of the songs. It's pretty serious too. Why did you call this song? And this was one of the first.
This was the second song, right?
We just sat on the piano. We put I put the chord. Because then I'm like, okay, we are ready to go. Let's do it. That's how we write too. Very similar, you know, around the table, and then things magic happen.
She feeds me.
Sweetie, tell me, what was so important to write the lyrics about memory lines when you are only 12?
I think it's very important for people to remember that sometimes memories are just like unattainable as you start to get older because you start forgetting things.
Yeah.
And I think that this song kind of just brings back like simple memories. And as a kid, I know, it sounds kind of dumb for me to sing about something so like mature, things that you would expect someone older to sing about as they recall their childhood or something like that. But what I was going for was I never really sing a song. It's like it always has a tinge of my experience. But that is so limited, and I'm always thinking about something I think is on perspective of someone else. So this is supposed to be something for, not adults, but somebody who is really nostalgic about their childhood, something they're missing, a missing puzzle piece in their life, something like that. And it's just something I'm using for them. Something I'm using for them to understand that even though a memory has passed you by, you should celebrate that it happened, not that it's gone.
My gosh, people, listen what she's saying.
That's deep.
You know the importance and how scared I was to listen to her and then say, okay, let's write to your idea of what the song will be about. You know, because you have this shiny pearl in your hands and diamond, you know, that you try to develop and set in some beautiful settings. You know you have somebody very special on your hands. And she was then 11 something, maybe. And I saw always old soul in her because old soul, that's what Zhitanya is. And of course, we all are in a funky way. Raju joined us on this song in the last moment because I decided that I want a little bit rap in it, melodical rap. And Raju is also a writer. I can say he did amazing job. Join us in the studio. We have cool song. I think, let's just play Living in Memories or Memory Lines. Okay, Zhitanya, Raju. We don't know what we are doing. And yeah, it's our beautiful baby song. We love it.
He's
Oh, gosh.
That was beautiful.
So beautiful.
Thank you. Wonderful songwriting and voice. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that rap?
No, that was what I say.
I didn't even expect that when I looked at you.
You're just like, ooh.
I know. You know, you never know because Raju is a very talented gentleman. I know he is also a great singer, and I know he's too guy of today. He listens to the music and does everything what is on the radio very, very well. But, you know, to make somebody say, hey, come on, we have 10 minutes, go, let's better write because tomorrow we are going to studio. Okay, I give you 2 hours. Okay, and then maybe, you know. But he did perfectly in the mood, and they're brother and sister. They understand each other amazingly. Then, you know, and the voices, of course, match beautifully. And thank you, Mimo Capuano just writes to us. We have great, of course, composers and arrangers who are writing or arranging and producing her stuff and our stuff. Then Mimo Capuano just wrote to us how cool he scores for a lot of movies right now, but now works with Shitanya on her album. I think three or four songs we have with him.
Yeah, so good about it.
And we have Jerry Jones who write the dance. We have also Dan Solovich who is working on your vocals. But again, we'll be having time to talk more about your albums when album next month will come up and be ready and packaged, okay? We have one more song that I cannot wait to play. Okay, and this time I love that beautiful title. It's like Smells Like Rain. We all wish for rain here.
That was an eye-catching title.
Beautiful title, beautiful song. Okay, tell us a little bit. What is the song about?
This song is, it's funny because it takes me back to a time when my mom was scolding me.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of
memory line.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, we all have been there.
Yeah.
But, it's about the different stages of anger and just crying and all that I went through when that happened or when it happens.
That's lovely. Come on, people, listen what she's writing about. This is like a reality show in front of us. The girl is really real. She does great stuff,
honest,
describing her own feelings, and she puts them in music and owns them beautifully. Smells Like Rain.
It smells like a rain going against the grain. Open my mind to drain, my heart is in pain. It smells like a rain, so I couldn't restrain. Open my eyes to drain, my heart is in pain. It smells like a rain, screaming heartbeat sane. Open my mouth to drain, my heart is in pain. Smells like rain.
a pleasure to meet you. What a pleasure to listen to your great voice and your honesty and really nice poetical way of writing lyrics to the unusual music that you is yours, 100% yours. We don't care how to describe your style because it's just beautiful and very personal. And I know everybody is loving you right now. And I'm sure we'll be back.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you for having me today.
And I hope you will be, or I will help you to get into dance radio in America because that's what Ilona does. She really loves beautiful people with big talents. One day somebody helped me. Took a lot of years of crying because sometimes nobody wanted to help me. Mm. But eventually I'm in this point of life that I can share a lot of my contacts that I did in America and outside of America. And I just love to help people. And if that's what I could do for you or give you some advice or some phone calls, and we'll see what's happened, it will be your, of course, choice. But you'll be back with this new song that I have in mind that you probably will be having, or with rest of your music that you would like to share with our people. Then thank you so much again, Raju Ivaturi. Thank you so much.
No problem.
My internship guy. I love it. Oh, gosh. And then Chitanya Ivaturi.
My pleasure.
I'm very proud of you, and you know, and people already heard why. And of course, my guest who need to spell her name last time perfectly on her own.
It's Bhavana Bhavna Reddy, Reddy.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining Accent On. And maybe 1 minute, 2 minutes, Ilona Europa, Eternal Kiss, right now in Dance Radio. And he's doing really well. I have so many good comments. I cannot even say it. And it's only 1 week. We'll see how far we'll get it in the charts. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body hits your lights are seen forever young. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body hits eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.